a carriage.
Okay. If you had a baby in a carriage, you might say that you were going to what the baby?
Going to town with the baby.
Well,
either church with the baby.
Okay. Or, well, if you were going to church with a baby and you had this baby in the carriage, you might say to someone, I'm going to what the baby in his carriage?
Going to the baby carriage.
Well, would you ever say...
you're going to the baby carriage.
Would, you might say you were going to push the baby.
Oh, I'm going to push the baby.
Okay. What do you... What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy what his father? If he...
Likes his father.
All right. Or you might say that he favors or features or resembles or what?
He just like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
A granny.
Okay. Now, if a boy's behavior, not his appearance, is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy what? His father.
Just like, he got weeds, just like
okay.
His
do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city?
I never lived in the city.
Well, I mean, you've seen people who come down from the city and they don't know anything about the country at all, and then they
that's right.
And people have certain humorous, sometimes uncomplimentary terms for them around here. You'd say he's a city woman. All right. Did you ever hear them called city dudes or city slickers?
Yes, city slickers, city dudes.
Okay.
That's right.
Now let's turn the table. Do you know of any humorous or uncomplimentary terms like that that a city person might use to refer to a country person?
Well, yes, I hear them say that you can get the country. You can get the country. You can't get the country.
How do you normally refer to a member of your own race? For instance, you might say that I would be a white person and you are a what?
Colored.
Okay. Would you say colored person?
That's a colored person.
All right. Well, now, you and I both know that there are some words that some people might use to refer to members of your own race that you would not like. You know, that aren't complimentary.
Yes, sir.
Would you mind telling me what you would not like to be called in reference to a member of your race, say by a white person?
Well, I don't have that kind of thoughts about that, that they can call me.
But you don't have...
I'm not...
You don't have to have thoughts.
And don't worry about me. I'm not going to be offended or anything.
No, sir, I ain't thinking of that. A Negro.
You don't
a
like
a nigger. Not a Negro, but a Negro. A nigger.
Then you wouldn't mind them calling you a Negro, though.
I would like them to call me a Negro, but not a nigger.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got into a little jam a while back doing some interviews. A lady I was interviewing took offense at my referring to her race as the Negro race. You know, she thought that was worse than calling her a nigger.
that's what we are, Negro.
Mm-hmm. But, okay. Now, I want you to be frank and honest with me. How would you normally refer to a person like me whose skin is white?